We can see pictures here from just inside Lebanon. This is the five Lebanese prisoners who've been released by Israel, arriving back in Lebanon. They've been released in exchange, part of a swap in which two dead Israeli soldiers have been returned to Israeli soil, very controversially, in fact, because one of the five Lebanese prisoners released is a pretty notorious figure in Israel, Samir Kanta, in jail since 1979 for a particularly violent guerrilla raid in which three Israelis were killed, including a three-year-old child. Now, we understand that these are live pictures coming into us now from inside Lebanon of those five Lebanese prisoners, including Samir Kanta. Let's talk to, I think that might be Samir Kanta there. Just coming in. Let's talk to Crispin Thorold, who's our correspondent in Beirut. Crispin, these prisoners are going to get quite a welcome inside Lebanon, aren't they? In fact, literally a red carpet welcome you were telling us earlier.
Literally a red carpet welcome. There is a red carpet in place at the border. It's been put there by Hezbollah, and the martial music has been playing out over the past few hours. Excerpts of speeches from Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, have been playing out in anticipation of the arrival of these five men. And by the supporters of Hezbollah, they will be greeted as heroes. We're going to get a sense of that at the border, and we'll also get a much better sense of that later on in the day, in the evening here in Beirut, when in the southern suburbs, in that heartland of Hezbollah, there will be a major event, really a party to celebrate the release of these five men.
So what we're seeing here are scenes at the border where they've just arrived, fairly chaotic scenes. In fact, the convoy seems to have come to a bit of a stop. But as you were saying, members of the Lebanese government actually involved in the sort of official reception there today.
Yeah, absolutely. There's sort of two parts to this. There's the Hezbollah part, this I guess the scenes you're seeing there on the screen from the border, also what's going to go on in the southern suburbs. But there's also the official welcome that's going to take place in Beirut Airport in the next few hours. These men, when they've had their moment at the border, will be flown by helicopter up to Beirut International Airport. There, the President of the Republic of Lebanon, the Prime Minister, the Speaker of the Parliament, the three most important figures in the Lebanese government, will give the official governmental welcome to these detainees. And it's significant that those three men will be there together. They're from three different sects. They're from different political factions in Lebanon. And it's a sense of how this event is trying to, Lebanese government, but also particularly Hezbollah, are trying to portray this event as something that unifies the Lebanese.